Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into our text and topic today, presented by Brolam's Fresh Food. Shop online and save time with Brolam's online shopping. Simply visit Brolam's.com. And also by Rocky Mountain Yeti Afton. During February only, split up to $10,000 in factory cash on a new vehicle, five down towards a down payment, and $5,000 in your pocket. Visit RockyMountainYetiAfton.com. That's RockyMountainYetiAfton.com. Text in topic time today. Duke and Dow with you live in studio, and also joined with the one and only Mrs. Connie Day in studio, community guest co-hosting the weekday wake up. Mrs. Day, again, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. It's kind of fun to see how this actually works. One of my favorite things to do is listen to this show. So it's kind of fun to watch you do it.
Perfect. So Dow and I were actually talking yesterday when we were talking about having you come on today. We mentioned for our lower Lincoln County, Bridger Valley listeners who don't know Connie Day, you are missing out. She is one of the living legends, a longtime teacher at Star Valley High School. And everybody, we mentioned this yesterday, you don't go through Star Valley High and not have a good Connie Day story. Everyone has a good Connie Day story. Back Dow, you were talking yesterday about at the old high school in the school store.
Well, I was just saying that all I was saying is that the kids now are missing out. They missed out on Connie Day and the school store. Those were staples when I went to school. I mean, those, and it was for a lot of years.
Thank you. It was fun being able to be there and be part of the school.
What did you do at the school store at the old high school?
Oh, she was in the school store.
Oh, I was in the school store.
I was just
being nostalgic.
That's a compliment. If I can be compared to the school store, that was iconic. That was amazing.
You're on the same level as the school store.
Connie, what was, when you look back, of course, retired now, serving on the school board, but when you look back at your time as a teacher, what do you miss the absolute most?
Oh, no question. I miss the young people. They're real. They're honest. If you want to know what it is, people will look at you and say what they think you want to hear. Kids will tell you like it really is.
That's
love
true.
The kids.
Like it or not, right?
Oh, amen.
Like it or not. So for our text and topic, we want to talk about high school because that was your career, teaching health classes in high school. And our question today is, what is the most important thing you learned in high school that was not academic? Didn't have anything to do with academics. And I think a lot of people maybe learned some things in your class.
Some of them we can share on the radio.
Yes. And a very small amount we can talk about on the radio.
Health class.
But I remember one thing I really liked about Mrs. Day was something that I learned is it's only awkward if you make it awkward. That was one thing. And Mrs. Day was so good at taking topics that with teenage boys like myself could be really difficult, but she made it good. It was fine. And you would leave not feeling uncomfortable. But there's another thing I also learned from Connie Day, and that is sometimes it's kind of fun to make things awkward. And so those are the two things. When appropriate, make it awkward, and it's fun that way.
Well, one of the things I try to tell my students, if I can't tell you how you can use this in real life, you don't have to use it. You don't have to listen to it. Other classes, you got to do it for a test. In here, we learn about life, how to make life and how to be good and how to take care of yourself. Hopefully, that's what you learn.
Fantastic.
I honestly got a bit of, it's kind of an open-ended question. And I was just thinking, what did I get? I think I got a little more open-mindedness from your classes.
So.
That's what I would say. I would say I'm a little more accepting and open to other people's opinions and ideas because of some of your classes.
I appreciate that because probably one of my favorite stories is the blind man and the elephant. If you've got a hold of the tail, you think it's a rope and you're 100% right. But guess what? You're clueless about the big picture. If you don't listen to somebody else, you're right from where you see it, but you're wrong about what the whole picture is. And being tolerant and listening to other people is not a bad thing. More adults need to learn it today.
Makes me wonder how many times I'm holding a tail, Dow, when I think it's
too.
A rope.
Me too.
Well, how many times? The text and topic today, 307-203-4637. And our question today, what is the most important thing you learned in high school that had nothing to do with academics? One listener texting in saying social skills was the big one for them.
You don't got what they call the social skills.
That's right. Name that movie.
So I actually had Janice Reeves for a teacher. Anybody that knew Janice Reeves, talk about an amazing lady. One of the favorite things she used to tell me was, she said, if you are holding a grudge, it's like drinking poison and waiting for somebody else to die. So Get over it, move on. Great advice.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
Best thing you learned in high school that has nothing to do with academics. Text it in this morning with our text and topic and community guest co-host Connie Day in studio today, 307-203-4637. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio. Community guest co-host today, Mrs. Connie Day, joining us live in studio to guest co-host the weekday wake up with Dal and I. And of course, we can't forget Dan either. Dan joining us live remotely over the phone right now. Good morning, Dan. I understand even you have a Connie Day story you'd like to share today.
Thank you. Good morning, Duke, Dal. Good morning, Connie. I wanted to point out how Connie Day is one of our most valued listeners over the years. I'm going to take you all the way back to the Sydney Olympics in 2000. I was doing radio even way back then. And the Gardner family had said, if Rulon wins the gold medal, they'll call us. But, of course, Sydney is an entire world away, different time zone altogether. So I was resting on my office couch about 2 or 3 in the morning, waiting to see if the Gardners would call me. And sure enough, the phone rang, and I could hear the whole family screaming and yelling, Rulon Gardner won the gold medal. And I was so excited and happy. And so I thought, you know, what do I do with this news at 2 or 3 in the morning? We've got a gold medalist from Star Valley, Wyoming. This needs to go out. So I got up and drove out to the radio station. In those days, we were broadcasting off of Neil String out there where the towers are. 2 or 3 in the morning, and started announcing and broadcasting that Rulon Gardner had won the gold medal. And in wrestling. And I thought to myself as I was broadcasting, who's going to hear this? But it was major news, and it needed to go out on our radio station. And finished the broadcast, and sure enough, the phone rang. I thought, this is interesting, that time of the morning. And it was Connie Day in the middle of the night, early morning hours. And she said, I just wanted to let you know you're not alone, and I just heard your broadcast. Thank you very much for broadcasting that important news that early in the morning. And I thanked her. So one of the most valued listeners in the wee hours of the morning that we were announcing that Star Valley had a gold medalist and Connie Day was there to listen.
I love that. That's awesome. So do you remember this, Connie?
Actually, I do. And one of the things I used to tell people, if you know Diane Gardner, I said, you know, Rulon is amazing. I am so excited for him. But the best athlete in that family is Diane Gardner.
Dan, that's an awesome story. I love that.
So she gets perhaps not the most valued, well, probably the most valued listener. I mean, everybody tunes in for a lot of the events, but during the regular hours of the day, she was there in the wee hours of the morning to hear that news. Rulon Gardner was gold medalist, and she called back in the morning, called back just right after the broadcast to report, I heard that.
So. This MVL, most valued listener. Connie Day.
Thank you. I don't get accused of listening very often, so thank you very much. Appreciate you.
That's Dan joining us over the phone with Connie Day in studio, our community guest co-host. We'll have more from Connie. Live in studio today is our community guest co-host, Mrs. Connie Day. Mrs. Day, you've made it through the first half hour of the weekday wake up, and I haven't had to censor anything, not even once yet.
I've been pretty excited. I'm working on my filters.
That's right. It's been so far so good. Our text and topic today, 307-203-4637. Of course, Mrs. Day has a great career as a high school teacher, as a health teacher. And so our question today is, what's the biggest thing you learned in high school that has nothing to do with academics, but has still been a big part of your life that you learned in your high school years? 307-203-4637. Connie, we have a very first-time texter to our morning show today, someone that's never texted before, and it happens to be a grandchild of yours.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah, but it was they were very good. They said, this was not from high school, but the best thing my grandma Connie taught me was to be honest and stand up for what is right. Love you, grandma.
Oh, it's got to be my Peyton. Thanks, Peyton.
That's awesome. Here's another response that I thought was good. This will take you back maybe to your earlier years of teaching, Mrs. Day. One listener saying, I learned in the early 80s that if you had a disagreement with another student, you would just go to the wrestling room and Coach Hoops would put on the boxing gloves. You duke it out and settle it. More times than not, the two with the gloves on became good friends. Do you remember those days?
I do remember those days. In fact, my dad used to do the same thing with my sisters and I. We fought, put the gloves on, and go take care of it. It's unfortunate we can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, some households still do. So.
Yes, they do, but just not at school, please.
Yeah, right. Mrs. Connie Day in studio today with our text-in topic and guest co-hosting the Weekday Wake Up. What is something you learned in your high school years that didn't have anything to do with academics? It's our text-in topic this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mrs. Day, we can watch some wrestling. You know, and you were saying before we went on air this morning, we were talking about all the things coming up, and you mentioned you were at the orchestra concert last night for Star Valley Middle and High School, yeah?
It was amazing. They had the sixth grade, they had the middle school and the high school. The closing number, there was 120 students on that stage. It was phenomenal. Those guys, I mean, I had goosebumps by the time they finished. It was amazing. And our orchestra had the most outstanding all-state 17 in the entire state. We do some really good things here in our community and schools.
That's so cool. That's very 120, you said?
There was over 120. They That's had the, from the middle school and the high school, and they did a closing number together. It was phenomenal.
That's fantastic. In studio today, that's Mrs. Connie Day this morning. Connie, for our text and topic, we're going back to your time as a high school teacher. That was your career in the health room, and we're asking our listeners, what is something you learned in your high school years that has been with you your whole life but had nothing to do with academics? Absolutely nothing to do with academics. And Mrs. Day, we have a few new responses here. One listener texting in saying, a high school romance can last forever, says one person this morning. Tell me about you and Bill. How did you and Bill meet?
It's really interesting. I was down at BYU, and I had a roommate who was like 6'2". Okay, so I had a friend from home call, a shorter guy, and say, hey, you want to go out? And I said, how about if we go out for dinner, but you got to have a friend with you that's over 6 feet. He shows up with this good-looking cowboy. So I said to my 6-foot-tall roommate, you get this guy, I get the cowboy. So the best part about this, we go out to eat at this diner, and we're sitting here, and we're having a nice dinner, and some people behind, I don't even hear them. The guy's apparently cussing. And my husband-to-be stood up, Bill stood up, walked back to the table and said, we have ladies here. If you don't clean up your language, I'm going to throw you out.
Wow.
And I thought, holy cow, I hope I don't cuss before the night's over. Good guy, good man. Absolutely. And then it was like 4 years later, he came back out of the Army, showed up in the Army uniform, and the rest is history.
Went
been more
from
than
there.
50 years, yes.
That
yes.
is very cool. What a cool story. Yeah, he
fun.
Is a good guy.
He is a
He's
really a good guy. He has to be to put up with me.
Here's a couple new responses also coming in. One listener saying they learned to not be selfish was a big one for them. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Here's one. One listener saying, what I learned in high school was all of Connie Day's secrets and shenanigans. So if any of you out there want to know the real scoop, you can get hold of me. This person said she's one of the best friends that I had in high school and remains so today.
Got to be so. Brenda Robinson. Good job, Brenda. We'll keep each other's secrets. It's a good thing.
I don't know. I kind of like to have Brenda come on and share some of these secrets.
Oh, you need to have Brenda on here as a guest host. You'd love her. She's amazing.
Absolutely. Let's see. 307-203-4637. Another listener texting in saying, I second what I learned in high school from my mom, even though it might have taken me a few years later to realize it. It's amazing how that happens.
Are you glad you learned it, Cindy. Good job. You're amazing.
Learned it eventually, right? What is something you learned in high school that didn't have anything to do with academics? One listener earlier on saying never wear a wraparound skirt was what they learned.
Oh, it's true. And that comes from a story. Do you want to know the story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I milk cows. And if I didn't get on the bus and wasn't ready, then my dad would leave and I'd have to clean out the barns. So one morning we had one bathroom and there's 10 in our family, okay? So my sister was in there and I'm trying to get ready. I can see dad coming up the back lane in the bus. And I think, I got to get there. So I grabbed this wraparound skirt because girls had to wear skirts. Grabbed that skirt, raced out the door so I didn't have to clean the pig pen that day that the skunk had been in. And sure enough, as I jumped on the bus, he shut the door. My wraparound skirt was in the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm a freshman in high school. I jump up on the bus and I go, are you kidding me? And my dad says, well, if you'd get your butt out of bed in the mornings, you wouldn't have to be late.
Of course, no sympathy
Never wore
from
another
your dad.
Wraparound skirt after that.
And your dad was so sympathetic, right?
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. And the senior boys in the back were going, take it off, baby. It was a long ride to school
Ooh,
that day.
Oh, no. So you didn't even get a stop, huh? Put
oh,
a butt
no.
on.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he handed me the skirt out of the door and said, here, put that back on. So that was it. No more skirts.
Well, that's one lesson learned.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lesson.
Get out of bed and get your chores
done
early.
That's right. It's the weekday wake up. What is something you learned in high school that didn't have anything to do with academics? Weekday wake up, and Mrs. Connie Day live in studio today as a community guest co-host this morning. And our text and topic today with Connie has been, what is something you learned in high school that has nothing to do with academics? Nothing to do with academics. And Mrs. Day, we've had some more great responses come in this morning. This person is saying it's from the Guzmans, Abby and Brandon, saying that they learned that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. That's something they learned.
Couldn't agree more. It's good to have. Enjoy yourself. Life is way too serious to take seriously.
Another listener saying, Mrs. Day was always so real. She told us really the way things were, but gave us all the inspiration and hope we needed to help get through those teenage years. Listener said, she actually helped me have the courage to do something I would have never done on my own.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. Be positive. Embarrassing things happen, just like the wraparound story, but you'll get over it and you'll laugh about it someday, so you'll make it.
Speaking of stories, Mrs. Day, this listener texting in saying, I learned you can get an award for things you know little about, like Connie Betty Crocker of the Year in high school.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing the awards assembly, and I won the Betty Crocker Award. And instead of clapping, everybody laughed. But what you don't realize, I'm actually a pretty good cook. I do great sourdoughs, and all you had to do is take this written test. And frankly, I can fake a written test. I'm pretty good at that. And I could cook, so I won the award in spite of everybody's surprise.
That's awesome. Well, you know, the proof's in the pudding, Mrs. Day.
If you Amen.
If you want me and Dow to believe you, you'll just have to bring us something homemade.
I'll have to do that. Sourdough waffles coming up.
There you go. It's Mrs. Connie Day, our community guest. It is the SVI Radio Network live on Swift 98 and The Spur, revisiting our text-in topic today. Chime in with the phone number 307-203-4637. That's 307-203-4637. And, of course, our community guest co-host live in studio today, that is Mrs. Connie Day. Well, Mrs. Day, what do you think? You ready to jump into a career in radio now this morning?
Oh, heavens no. You guys are rock stars. You're amazing what you do. And thank you, because you make such a difference in our community. It's great. Thank you.
Well, it's been a treat to have you in studio today. Thank you so much. We've had a blast with it today.
You have way more good stories than we have.
Yeah. You guys are amazing. And so is our community. And just a quick shout out. We have an amazing community, good families. And I think sometimes we focus on the negative. We need to look more at the things that are right and the things that are good, because there's some good things happening in this community. And thanks to you guys for helping point some of that out. Appreciate you. Thanks for leading out.
It's well said. There are so many good things happening, yes, as you said. Dal, I think we need to have a Connie Day segment. A fun story, positive, uplifting moment from Connie.
I think that'd be just great.
I don't know if we can afford Connie.
Trust me. I'm not. You can't buy me. If I can do it for free, then I can help. But if I can have to get paid, I won't do it.
Well, we've had a fun time with our text and topic today. We're asking our listeners, what is something you learned in high school that's been a benefit through your life that had nothing to do with academics? And that was kind of your whole career, right, Mrs. Day?
Absolutely.
Helping people through high school years.
The real things. That's the stuff that actually counts. How to be real, how to take care of yourself. You know, enjoy life. Life's way too serious to take seriously. Keep enjoying yourself.
What was one thing? If every student that went through your classroom had learned one thing, what would that have been?
That's a good question. Be accountable. Look for the positive. Get outside your own head. Help other people. If you're struggling, look for the good in other people and take care of them.
Very well said again. That's why she's the GOAT. She's the best. 307-203-4637. Here's some of the responses we had earlier on in the show, Dal. One listener texting in, and I missed this one, but they said, how to give a bed bath and advanced sewing.
Good news. They didn't learn either one of those in my class.
Right. I was going to say two very different things, but very beneficial. Let's see. This also coming in saying, I learned that if you... I learned that a high school romance can last forever.
Yes.
I remember you specifically on that. I didn't really have a lot of romances in high school or since. But I remember when I remember specifically you saying, if you're always energetic with that person, then it's right. If you feel like you're kind of like, boy, I'm tired.
Yes.
That it wasn't a real good fit.
Exactly. If it's not positive, then get out of it. You deserve
I still
happy.
Remember that.
Good. Good.
Here's another listener texting in earlier on this morning. What I learned in high school was all of Connie Day's secrets and shenanigans. Says she's one of the best friends that I had in high school and remains so today. And I think we need to get this person on the air to share some of these.
I think you need to get Brenda Robinson on here.
She would be a blast.
She is fun. She's a good lady and does a lot of good things in our community also.
Let's see. Another listener texting in. We learned that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Correct. Life is, again, way too serious to take seriously. Enjoy yourself.
307-203-4637. What is something you learned in your high school years that had nothing to do with academics? Chime in with the phone number 307-203-4637. What was one for you, Dal? One that you learned in high school?
I think I've shared a couple. I really do feel like that, yeah, it was to listen to other people's opinion. I'm taking this from Connie. She helped you see what other people's point of view, try and see from other people's point of view, and maybe look at your own and say, is there some room for growth there? I would totally say that.
Another listener just now texting in saying they learned this in volleyball. They learned to believe.
Yes.
It's possible.
Had right. The opportunity to coach some volleyball.
I say, Connie was a heck of a volleyball coach.
Gals, and half of it was believing. We were on our way out to Cokeville, and we were getting ready to play in this tournament, and the kids were getting in their heads, so we stopped and looked up on the mountain to check things out, and I said, remember, don't get too focused on what the thing is. Be positive, believe in yourselves, and you'll be okay. It's good story in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely is. Again, chime in with the phone number 307-203-4637. Something you learned in high school that had nothing to do with academics. It's our text and topic this morning with Mrs. Connie Day on the SVI Radio Network. Three this morning on the weekday wake up. But first, we got to bring Mrs. Connie Day back on the air this morning. Guys, I came across this story. Do you like lemons, Mrs. Day?
I love lemons.
Are you a lemon fan?
Absolutely.
All right, so a 285-year-old lemon found in the back of an old cabinet drawer was just auctioned off in England. $1,780 is what this lemon went for.
Guess I won't throw my old lemon in the fridge away then, will I?
How do you gotta keep that?
How do you determine the age of a lemon?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's older than our country by a good chunk.
285 years old.
All the things that lemon has seen.
I know, right? Well, it was stuck in the back of a cabinet the whole time. Yeah, there's a picture of it here. It's just like old, nasty brown. There's no yellow left.
Oh, I quote Yoda, when 285 years old you reach, look as good, you will not.
That's absolutely right. Of course, what other lemon's worth $1,800 though at the same time, right?
You value with age.
You value
That's
with
how it
age.
Is.
There, right. See? You're always pulling the life lessons out of the story. Good job.
Value right. with age. I'm on the SBI Radio Network revisiting our text and topic today. And Mrs. Connie Day again joining us live in studio as a community guest co-host. Connie, this has been fun. We've had a lot of responses this morning. I love the theme that unintentionally developed this morning, and that's just making the best out of every situation no matter what happens, right?
Absolutely. Be positive. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your friends and neighbors. We're good people. There's good things going on. Don't focus on the negative. In fact, when this show's over, I'm going to go out and get on my skis and go ski with the dogs in the field.
All right.
Do what you need to do to take care of yourselves and look out for your neighbors. We're a good community. Let's take care of each other and look for the positive.
Absolutely. That's extremely well said. If anyone else would like to chime in on our text-in topic today, the phone number is 307-203-4637. The question today has been, what's something you learned in your high school years that had nothing to do with academics? We just had a new response come in this morning, Connie, so I had to read it. This listener is saying, Connie plays a wicked game of, is it Pinnacle?
Pickleball.
Okay.
Oh, Pinnacle.
Oh, Pinnacle. Yes.
Pinnacle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Learned that from my grandparents. That's a great game. It's fun card game. Good stress reliever.
Listener said, I learned to play that in high school. So you play a lot.
I didn't teach Pinnacle in high school, but I learned it from my grandma.
You were not the Pinnacle coach.
Nope, not the Pinnacle coach. Pickleball coach, yes. Back before anybody even knew what it was, I started playing it in the life sports class. We actually taught it here 20 years ago. It was pretty fun.
Wow.
And look at the rage it is today.
That was well before it was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was,
nobody even heard of it. They said pickleball, and it's like, oh, yeah. Pretty fun sport.
Because we would go play racquetball was the big one then, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Great. Love them all. Anything you can do that's active is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Day, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thanks for all you do for our community. Appreciate you guys. Hang in there. You rock.
That's Mrs. Connie Day, our community guest co-host. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning live on the SBI Radio Network.